Blog Talk Radio.
Put on the whole armor of God.
But a different reality. Against powers.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name.
Live Yahuwah's Radio. Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's Radio, Yahuwah's Ministry. I'll be your host by name, your seer. Israel, O.C. Royal. We're doing a series called Unlocking the Biblical Mystery, Tribe Yada, part number 149. So we're just going to get ready to the broadcast because we got a memo saying the elder's got a speaking engagement and the young line will be a few minutes late also. So we're going to see who's going to be on stage, and we just hold on until the rest of the congregation of the six anointed camps get on up in here. Let's see what's going on. We're going to see who will be on stage for the next episode. We've got something going on. And then we'll bring in everything got to be said a little bit later. So what we're going to do, we're going to get something going on. Let's check and see who's going to be on stage for the episode. Part number 149. Let's see what's going on. We'll get something going on, because the foxtail have been lit. The curtain have went up. Let's see what's going on and who will be on stage on take number 149 to help kick it off. Well, I see Mother D.F. Israel. Well, let's see if Mother D.F. Israel ready to kind of hold down, because one thing about it, she told me eyeball to fear, I'm not in this for no cameo. If I didn't believe in this, you know doggone way, I'd be no way around. Because you know what I said, what I'm going to learn. But guess what? I'll learn something. So I'm still around. Good enough. But one thing, we know one thing. Mother D.F. Israel is ready to go. And we're going to bring you on stage and introduce Mother D.F. Israel by saying, Mother D.F. Israel from the tribe of Yahdah Judah, Yahuwah B.J.S.C. right.
Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel of Sea Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right, there, hallelujah, Yahuwah, that Mother D.F. Israel. The elder, he got a speaking engagement, so he probably be a little bit late. The young lion is in the chain. He got his hammer down pretty good, too. So, but one thing we do know, whatever we did yesterday, we're going to do it. Mother D.F. Israel, we got to keep it going. And today, ready. Come on stage, but right now it's all about this national audience, over 500,000 plus on the international side, and all the game sales is jumping up and down too. So Mother Israel, see, can you find Matthew chapter 10:19? And we're going to see what that says. We're just going to see what we can get going on in Matthew 10:19. What did it say there, Mother D.F. Israel?
All right, let me get that. Matthew chapter 10, verses 19. Okay. Matthew chapter 10, verse 19 reads, "But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak."
Yeah, Mother, so we ain't gonna worry about it. All we know one thing, if we gonna go by the Bible, it tell you exactly what to do. So what did Luke 12:12 say, Mother D.F. Israel? What'd that say?
Luke chapter 12, verse 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
That's right. You're absolutely right there, Mother D.F. Israel. So we're going to see if we get something going on there, Mother D.F. Israel. I believe we'll be all right. No doubt about it. We'll see if we get something going on. Take number 149. So
believe that's wonderful confidence. Amen. Because I'm going to lay in the Bible, and I already know what he's going to do before he do it. He's going to read a bunch of scriptures, and if they get to it, they're going to think he's doing something. I place his feet in the fire. Action. I know what scriptures he gets to pin your shoulder down. I know what biblical submission hold to put you in to make you tap out. Where's the help him if you want help with all the scriptures he wants? I don't know what I'm talking about. I believe that's wonderful confidence. Amen, because I'm going to lay in the Bible, and I already know what he's going to do before he do it. He's going to read a bunch of scriptures, and until they get to read, they're going to think he's doing something. Feet in the fire. I know what scriptures it gets to pin your shoulders down. I know what biblical submission hold to put you in to make you tap out. So we give him a chance to have his opening remarks, and we have to help him if you want help with all the scriptures he wants.
I guess I want to examine some of that, mother.
And I think we already heard of some Luke chapter 12, verse 12 already. So I want to see can internet stand up when you take a look. Did he put anybody above anybody? I don't know. Let's see if we can open up and take 149 and see, did the Almighty put anybody above? It's 18 nations. Did he take one nation and put above all the rest of the nations? I don't know. Let's open up in Deuteronomy chapter 7. We open up in Deuteronomy chapter 7. Let's see if we take a look at that. Because that's a lot of powerful statements I just got through here, and you did too.
Yeah.
So let's see what he says in 7, verse number 4. And we'll take it down to verse 8. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 4 down to verse 8. Let's see what the Bible says. Can in that hold up when we examine all that? You on the clock. Come on.
Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 4 to 8. Verse 4. For they will turn away your sons from following me, that they may serve others, false Yahweh. So will the anger of Yahweh be kindled against you and destroy you suddenly. Verse 5. But thus shall you deal with them. You shall destroy their altars and break down their images and cut down their groves and burn their graven images with fire. Verse 6. For thou art an righteous people unto Yahweh. Yahweh, your Yahweh, has chosen you to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth. Verse 7. Yahweh did not set his love upon you nor choose you because you were more in number than any people. For you were the fewest of all people. Verse 8. But because Yahweh loved you, and because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your father, has Yahweh brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the land of bondage from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt.
Mm-hmm. You said Yahweh done it because he loved you. That's he said he done that because he loved you. I wonder who the you is that we can read. And let's find who the you is that we can read. He loved who? Because right now we know John 3:16 said he loved the world. But let's find out about who he loved that we can read. He said because he loved you. Okay. Let's go to 1 Kings chapter 10 there, Mother D up Israel. We're just going to do the best we can. But we know one thing. Our best is everybody else. Well, whatever I got to say, forget it. Don't worry about that part. Let's see if we find out what else we're going to.
You said 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 1.
That's right. That's right. Thank you, there, Mother. In 1 Kings chapter 10, we're going to find out, Kenneth, because he loved you, but we need to get a name on the you, Mother, because we got to be specific because they said they're going to people on turning the world upside down, and they got to be stopped. So, and I don't know what they're talking about, but let's find out who he loved that we can read. We go on to 1 Kings chapter 10 and look at verse 8 and 9. Let's see, can we read that about a name that he loved? Let's see if we can read in 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 8 and verse 9. Let's talk about it, Mother D up Israel. Come on.
First Kings chapter 10, verses 8 and 9. Verse 8, happy are thou men, happy are these your servants, which will stand continuously before you, and they hear your wisdom. Verse 9, blessed be Yahweh, your Yahweh, which delighteth in you, to set you on the throne of Israel, because Yahweh loved Israel forever.
Oh.
Therefore, therefore,
yes,
may he you king to do judgment and justice.
So who do Yahweh love forever, their mother, dear Israel, that we can read? And I know the word ever means exactly what it says. So he just said he loved Israel forever. So what should the word forever mean, that mother, dear Israel?
Forever. No ending.
It means no end. I'm getting distracted by some big dignitaries. They distracting me right now. But all right, so we find out that he do love somebody. He love Israel. And let's get one more in. And we find out Elder, he finally made it to the broadcast. And we'll turn over to Elder and give us a chance to get all warmed up. And Elder will spray out some books at the same time. So let's get one more in on Yahweh. We heard the tape saying earlier on the answer machine saying that he ain't got nobody above nobody. Everybody the same.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody is the same. And let's get one more in, then we'll turn over to Elder. Let's go to 26th chapter of Deuteronomy 15 down to verse 19. Let's see, can that hold up? All 18 nations is the same. We don't care about white supremacists or black supremacists. Everybody is the same. All 19 nations is the same in the eyes of the mighty one. Let's see what Deuteronomy 26:15 down to verse 19 say. Then we'll turn over to our elder, and we'll get us some good old hot tea and get warmed up behind that. Deuteronomy 26:15 down to verse 19. You on the clock, no, D.F. Israel, come on.
Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 15 to 19.
Yes.
Deuteronomy 26, verse 15. Look down from your righteous inhabitation from heaven and bless your people, Israel, and the land which thou hast given us, as thou sware unto our fathers, a land that flows with milk and honey. Verse 16. This day, Yahweh, your Yahweh, has commanded you to do these statutes and judgments. Thou shalt therefore keep and do them with all thy mind and with all your soul. 17. Thou hast avouched Yahweh this day to be your Yahweh, and to walk in his ways, and to keep his statutes, and his Torah instruction, and his judgment, and to hearken, listen unto his voice. Verse 18, and Yahweh has avouched you this day to be his peculiar, polluted for special people, as he has promised you, and that thou shouldest keep all his Torah instruction. Verse 19. And to make you high above all nations, which he has made in praise and in name and in honor, and that you mayest be a righteous people unto Yahweh, your Yahweh, as he has spoken.
Now, verse 19, now that's a powerful statement. So Yahweh did make a difference. So when
when those that say he did make a difference, that means that they are liars from the pits of hell. Yahweh just made a difference right there in verse 19. He told Moses, tell the children of Israel, well, we might read verse 19 again, because that's a sock right into the mouth right there and the nose. Read verse 19 again.
Deuteronomy 26, verse 19. And to make you high above all nations, which he has made in praise and in name and in honor, and that you mayest be a righteous people unto Yahweh, your Yahweh, as he has spoken.
You emphasize that pretty good, Mother, as he has spoken. So, but he said something else, Mother. I got to bring that out before I bring the elder in. He says, do what in verse 17?
Deuteronomy 26, 17.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what did he say in 17?
Verse 17. Thou hast a vouch, Yahweh, this day to be your Yahweh, and to walk in his ways, and to keep his statutes, and his Torah instructions, and his judgment, and to hearken, listen unto his voice.
And to listen to his, how you gonna hear his voice? How in the world are you gonna hear his voice unless you precept the Bible in 13:27, then we get our elder in. So how you gonna hear Yahweh's voice? So he says, he command you, and he commanded, and his judgment, and for you to hearken unto his voice. How you gonna hear his voice? Let's find out how you hear his voice in 13:27 of the book of Acts. Let's see how you hear Yahweh's voice come out.
Acts chapter 13, verse 27.
Let's find out how you hear the Almighty's voice. We want to know, well, how are we going to be looking up and away to hear the Almighty's voice? Let's find out, how do you hear Yahweh's voice? Let's see what the Bible say about it in 13:27 of the book of Acts.
Acts chapter 13, verse 27 reads, let me see if I can get the page. Acts 13, verse 27 reads, for they that dwell at Yahdah Judah and their rulers, because they knew him not, nor yet the voice of the seers, which are read every Sabbath day, they have for fear of them in condemnation.
That's good right there. So the closer you are hearing Yahweh's voice is hearing the seers' voice every Sabbath day. That's the closest time. That's the closest you're going to get to hearing Yahweh's voice if you're going to stay in the Bible. When you hear the seer, every Sabbath day, you hear the voice of Yahweh coming through him. So there it is right there, 13:27. You say, obey his voice. So there it is right there. So there go your precept. All right, Mother, I'm going to give you a chance to kind of get you some hot tea and get all warm. Then we're going to bring our elder in. He's going to tell this national audience over 500,000 strong about what's going on for tonight's episode part 149. Mm-hmm. And that gave me a chance to kind of give me a nice hot cup myself. But see, we bring our elder in and let him take it from here. So when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tibbs, Yahweh bid you that seed right here.
And Yahweh bless you, see Israel, receive well. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, Elder. Well, we know the fox tail L been lit and the curtain L went up and to Mother D.F. Israel and said we was holding on to the old elder come and let everybody know who bring this broadcast and all the good things that they can do if they they can get their mind on straight. So, Elder Tip, take your time, and we're going to get us some herbal hot tea and get all warmed up. And the whole 500,000 plus is all ears listening to you. You on the clock. Come out.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, see it as well. And thank you for bringing me into this tonight's broadcast with hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahweh. And that's always a good thing, because when we want to hear Yahweh's word, it is very enlightening. And sometimes we're out there trying to teach the word to others on the streets, even letting them know where they come from and who they are. A lot of people don't know who they are. They know their name. But when you start asking deep questions, such as, did you know who Judah is? Oh, well, you know, you should add the Masons to that group also. And you have to sit back and think. They want to add the Masons to one of the tribes of Judah as a someone that's born in a particular vintage? Well, you look at what is a Mason, and why would you consider yourself to be Black Mason? You know, the Masonry was created by Esau in England in the 1700s. Its exact origins was not really recorded history. It was back in medieval times. And its roots are found in the grindstones of that particular vintage in the 13th century. Well, it's a stubborn particular group, and each stage has a craftsman that's entrusted to secret levels, and that is a race. Secret levels, which include password, grips, secret handshakes, only known to those people in that particular group. You even find that certain police or judges are Masons. So you go to court and you find somebody with the name of one of the British people over in England, and he is Judah? Mm-mm. Somebody didn't do their homework. And too bad that we have to do homework for most of the people that's out there. That's not the first time that this happened. You know, each time that the tribes of Judah find out what Esau is doing, we try to venture in behind them. Look at the $5 Indian. Oh, they're buying land out there for $5 and saying they have Indian heritage by paying $5 under the table. Yep, when the blacks found out about it, they said, nope, you're the wrong color. You can't do it. Another group came up. The Maserati, oh, big fancy name, another group that Esau had created. So, really, each time they try to form their own foundation. Look at Black Wall Street. That's another example. Now, that's not a race. It was a particular business. You know, White Wall Street already existed, so the blacks made theirs. What happened? They got beat down, and their Wall Street was destroyed. No, can't copy off of Esau. What did it tell us in Hebrews about our righteous work? In the book of Hebrews, chapter 6, verse 10. 10 says, for Yahweh is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown toward his name, and that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. Joining the Maserati, joining the Masons, trying to buy $5 under the table to say that you have Indian heritage to claim land? Nope. That's not showing righteousness. We give you the word of Yahweh, studying that which is coming from the King James Bible. You know, to help guide you through these dark times and bad teachings. And loud bump the gums trying to show you this is the righteous way to go. This is why we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry. That comes to you live and open to you always. And if you notice, always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. We've been often questioned, how can you people get this much information from this one book? It comes from connecting the books, the words of Yahuwah, your health, foods that you should eat, and also keeping the Sabbath days and much more. We do all this because this is information that you came to seek, and you have to look no further. Now found it, and the voices of the true Israelites, Rabbi Yada, we open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., and the days that we're open are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, having no class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, however, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath, the current time, is 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and an online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this on any search engine, innertribeyada.com. After clicking it, just under this big line, you're going to see some choices. One's going to be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. In the other device, you might see menu, but after clicking this, again, you'll still see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells all of us that reads the Book of Psalms. Chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to those Bible scriptures we read in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and once again read in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, live. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow those health foods we continue to speak of on this program, Hallelujah Yahuwah. Also while there, check our calendar. It will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to all of us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This is a feature that's available during our live broadcast time. Just enter Yahuwah Radio Live. And after clicking it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We also have a couple of email addresses that the listening members can use. The first is tribeyada@gmail.com. The other is yadaisrael@gmail.com. These are to write your written opinions and questions on a biblical subject answered or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This will be our international number, where you can call and leave a message on scriptures you may have questions on, which can be answered by anyone with 609 cams of Yahuwah's ministry. But also in calling this number, do not call trying to teach. Oh, we have quite a few people trying to call that number trying to teach. I guess it irritates them, because the only thing they get is just a dull tone. Remember the book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse 6. It says, be at peace with many, but nevertheless have but one counselor over 1,000. Also, by calling this number, you can order what we have known as the 12 program via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure you give us the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive the shipment promptly. So, please use that international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Unless you call trying to teach, you will just hear that dull tone. Also, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can catch the entire show today at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter the three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. Click and enter Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Choose the program you were late logging into, or at that point, you can pick any previous day that you would like to listen. Another good note is during our normal Bartok broadcast, we are also simultaneously transmitting our program on Paltalk. On Paltalk, we'll be listed under ethnic group African American. Once again, look for the Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. And you'll find this is where Yahweh's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer anything on the table topics we discuss will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with the Seer Israel writing as shotgun. And during this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And you'll find that Broad Talk ends before teaching time. We will continue our teaching on Paltalk. But for our listening members, when we're giving scriptures to read by the seer, remember, always be quick to hear and slow to speak so the words of Yahweh flow smoothly, remembering that we're online with hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous word of Yahweh, not that of confusion, as it mentions to us in 1 Corinthians. Chapter 14, verse 33. 33 says, "For Yahweh is not the author of confusion, but of peace in all churches of covenants of the saints." So doing this, we keep our scriptures in mind. But when you're trying to win that bump the gums contest, you miss all the Yahweh's glory which is said unto you, because we are rehearsing the righteous act to learn the words of Yahweh. As it reminds us in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 26. 26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." So we can start to listening to those things to create unto our remembrance. We will pass our program back over to our Seer Israel, where our teaching can get continue. Hallelujah,
Yahweh. All right, Hell, you're right. Hallelujah, Yahweh. But like I said again, you're on point, and that's a great thing, no doubt about it. Like I said again, you know, what we're saying is the world know they got a load on their hand with Voices of a True Israelite. They're coming out of all directions, but one thing about it, David already made it plain in the 45th chapter, verse 1745, in this name you're going down them four levels. So we already know we got the victory already. So the victory is already sealed. The deal is already sealed. So we're going back, Mother D.F. Israel, and we'll throw a couple more in, then we'll see to bring the young lion in and the other mothers in. And, The full deck will be ready to go after Mother D.F. Israel lay a couple more verses down. So we found out in that verse 19 that he did put a nation above every nation. He did that. So when that emotional statement was made that everybody is the same, we went in the Bible and found out that is not so. Every nation is not the same in Yahweh. Yes, matter of fact, Mother D.F. Israel, what he said about the other nations over there in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 15 and 17, he made a profound statement. I mean, according to Isaiah the seer, Mother Dear, he says that we can read in the 40th chapter, verse 15 and 17. Mother Dear Israel, what did he say that we can read? Come on.
Isaiah chapter 40. Verse 15 and 16.
Well, 15 and 17.
15 and 17. Yes. Isaiah chapter 40.
Say?
Isaiah chapter 40, verse 15 and verse 17. Verse 15. Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket, and are counted as the small dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the isle as a very little thing. Verse 17, all nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted to him less than nothing and vanity.
Mm. You see that? Well, when we put the Bible on it, it don't pan out with all that rah-rah stuff they had going on. So that don't work, mother. Put some book on it. See, mother, I'm telling you something. Lose all the bunch of God contests and just know how to go in the Bible and read Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 and 2. That's all. What it says we can read in Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 and 2?
Deuteronomy. Chapter 28, verses 1 and 2. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1, and it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken, listen diligently unto the voice of Yahweh, your Yahweh, to observe and to do all his Torah instruction, which I command you this day, that Yahweh, your Yahweh, will set you on high above all the nations of the earth. Verse 2, and all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you if you shall hearken, listen unto the voice of Yahweh, your Yahweh.
Well, we really can play music for the rest of the night. We done took care of all that. All that great big tall talking already. And he saying, you, I'm going to bless you. Who is he going to bless? And 49:28. And then we'll bring in the young lions and the mothers. So who is he talking about in Genesis? All this, I'm going to put you above, high above everybody on you. Who is he talking about that we can read in 49:28 of Genesis, that mother day of Israel? So remember, they got they bumping their gums real good, mother, but they're not using no verses. They got the rah-rah going, but they're not using no Bible, because if you use the Bible, they wouldn't have missed Genesis 49:28. What it say?
Yeah. Okay. Genesis chapter 49. Verse 28, all these are the 12 tribes of Israel, and this is it that their fathers spake unto them and blessed them, everyone according to his blessing, he blessed them.
So we know exactly what he's talking about, a Pacific nation. A Pacific nation have the number one blessings. And what is their name, Mother D of Israel?
The 12 tribes of Israel.
The 12 tribes are the children of Israel. So that should take care of that. So all that rah-rah and that, we're going to pin his shoulders down. And biblically, we're going to do all this to him. I don't think that's going to add up. No more than bump the gum, but when you put the book on it, it ain't going to add up. So we is going to read them. Now, one thing you did say right, we is going to read a lot of scriptures to condemn you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Now, Mother Dear, we're going to bring in the rest of the crew, and we're going to see if we find the young lion, because he had some books all spread out, and he had his hammer down real good, so... I guess that have been completed. So let's see what the young lion got to bring to the table out of text number 149. So when you meet the young lion with a loud voice, you say, Brother Micaiah Israel, tribe of Yahweh Judah, Yahweh be you there, see right.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel. Oh, see you, Lord. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. So we assume that you took care of Yahweh's business. Is that correct?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right. Mother E, one of the mothers out of Camp 1, tribe of Yahweh Judah. Mother E, Yahweh beat you there, see, right?
Hey, yeah. The mother's going to probably run a little late. It's going to be some dumb technical difficulties right now.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Well, the most Paul sitting around getting things prepared to make a grand entrance. So we can live with that. So everybody got a hammer down on something, but it's all about Yahweh's business. All right, so let's go back and pick up some more things. Now we find out that he says that you're gonna I'm gonna make Israel above everybody. So that means it's a requirement. And matter of fact, put out that chart that we passed out where it says somebody is the lead tribe and some good stuff behind that. I wanna read that number one tribe that fit that position, and we're gonna talk about if you're there for that reason to lead, you gotta know where you're going. So you gotta know what to look for when you see something. And take you all that Brother Mackay, but let's not give me Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12 through 15. What does Deuteronomy chapter 10, 12 through 15 say? Young Lion, Brother Mackay, you on the clock, come on.
Well, to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 10, verse 12 through 15. Verse 12 reads, "And now, Israel, what do Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, require of you, but to fear Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, with all your mind, and with all your soul. Verse 13, to keep the Torah instructions of Yahuwah, and his Torah instructions, which I command you this day for your good. Verse 14, behold, the heaven and the heaven of heaven is Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, the earth also, with all that therein is. Verse 15, only Yahuwah had a delight in your father to love them, and he chose their seed after them, even you above all people as it is this day."
So, from the answer scene, we heard a whole lot of rah, rah, rah that the Almighty, he don't care nothing about white supremacy, black supremacy, all nations is the same. But when you read the Bible specifically points out a people that is above everybody called the children of Israel. So we know that's only rah, rah, rah. But, so, let's see, can we find out a little bit more since now, can you read me the handout about the children of Israel, about a specific tribe that's supposed to do something, and it got a little line going across it. Can you help me out about a specific tribe out of the tribe of Israel, Brother Micaiah, that's supposed to got great responsibility on them? Let's see what it says about this number one tribe in the eyes of Yahweh. What does it say on the handout? Come on.
It says, "Judah, the lead tribe, fourth son of Israel, now called Black African American Negroes, Colored, Mason, Garfuna, Black, Carrier, Moors."
So, now what will happen? And they now call, so Judah is now from the fourth son of Israel. Now he got all these labels up on him. So what will happen that we can read in Isaiah 65:15? Let's see what will happen in Isaiah 65:15. He got some more names on him. But what it says, when you identify all the names we just got through reading, what really will happen in Isaiah 65:15? Told by the mouth of the fear. What do you say?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 65, verse 15. 15 reads, "And you shall leave your name for a curse unto my chosen. For Yahuwah shall slay you and call his servant by another name."
Oh, so you're going to leave your name for a curse name. Now, give me a couple straight shot to the nose of a cursed name that the children of Israel are going to identify with in Acts chapter 11, verse 26, especially Judah.
the lead tribe. He's going to identify with them, Acts chapter 11, verse 26. And let's see what name would he lead for a curse that he's going to respond to quicker than his name Judah, the fourth son of Israel, the lead tribe. What it says in Acts 11, 26, let's get a couple names that he's going to identify himself with that we can read. Come on.
The book of Acts, chapter 11, verse 26. 26 reads, and when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year that assembled themselves with the church and taught much people. And the followers were called Christians first in Antioch.
Uh-huh. So the name that you're going to leave your name for a curse, which is his chosen people, you're going to be calling yourself Christ, Christian, and the church. And all three of them titles, you just left your name for a curse. So if you call Christ-like and Christian and the church, you just left your name for a curse. And it was prophesied in Deuteronomy 28, verse 25. We'll read verse 37. Let's see what he said in verse 37, that young lion. He made a statement pertaining to that in verse 37. Now, when you leave your name for a curse, it was already prophesied out of the mouth of Moses in verse 37 of the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy. What did it say?
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 37. 37 reads, and you shall become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations, whether Yahweh shall lead you.
And you're going to be an astonished and a byword. You're going to be called every name you just got through reading. So you know what that means? So you know what that means, Mother D. F. Israel? What do that mean that we can read, Mother D. F. Israel? Let's see what that means in the book of Luke. Let's see what that means. Well, we just got through reading. Now, we're going to go to Luke chapter 4 and see what that means. Luke chapter 4, and let's see exactly what that means that we can read. Luke 4, 21. What can we read out of Luke 4, 21, Mother D. F. Israel?
Luke chapter 4, verse 21. And he began to say unto them, this day is the scriptures fulfilled in your ears.
Ain't that something? This day. So that scripture been fulfilled in your ear. So that scripture have been fulfilled in your ear right now. You were asked to Christian Christ-like Lord God Jesus Sunday church and quickening you were asked to being the lead tribe of the fourth son and daughter of Israel. So this day, that scripture have been fulfilled in your ears. Now, Brother Mackay, what it says in verse number 37, what's going to happen? Deuteronomy 28, verse 37.
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 37. 37 reads, and you shall become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations, whether Yahweh shall lead you.
Uh-huh. And what else is going to happen in verse 25 and 64? And what else happened that we can read, talking to the children of Israel, that we can read in Deuteronomy 28, verse 25 and 64? What else is going to happen that we can read?
In verse 25, Deuteronomy 28, verse 25 reads, Yahweh shall cause you to be smitten before your enemy. You shall go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them, and shall be removed unto all the kingdoms of the earth.
And you're going to be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. What do 64 say?
64. And Yahweh shall scatter you among all people from the one end of the earth even unto the other. And there you shall serve false Yahweh, which neither you nor your fathers have known, wood and stone,
who's the you we can read in Isaiah 11, verse 12? Put a name on it. You're going to be scattered to every nation upon the sun. Who the you that we can read in Isaiah 11, verse 12? Who is the you that we can read? Isaiah 11, verse 12.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 11, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, and he shall set up an ensign for the nation, and shall assemble the outcast of Israel, and gather together the dispersed of Yahdajuth from the four corners of the earth.
So now you know who the you is. That's going to be in the four corners of the earth. The lead tribe. The lead tribe going to be in every nation on the planet earth, waiting to hear a voice. He waiting to hear a voice that's going to address well in 1327. So now, they in Judah, the lead tribe, they waiting to hear a voice, not the voice that's up on the way. They're waiting to hear a voice there, Brother Micaiah, in Acts 13:27. And Mother D up Israel have me something that I could have put my hand on and what I want. I want something. Mother D up Israel. I want to have something. How about 2 Maccabees chapter 7, verse 32 down to verse 42? Have that waiting on me, Mother D up Israel. 2 Maccabees chapter 7, verse 32 to 42. Have that waiting on me. What's the reading there, young lion?
The book of Acts, chapter 13, verse 27 reads, for they that dwell at Yahdajuth and their ruler, because they knew him not, nor yet the voices of the seers, which are read every Saturday. They have fulfilled them.
Every Sabbath day, that's good enough right there. So the voice of the seer is read every Sabbath day. See, that's one of the greatest mysteries in understanding and teaching. You hear the voice of a seer all over the known world every Sabbath day because he made a profound statement that we can read there, young lion. He says something that we can read, and Yahuwah looked directly at the man of Yahuwah, and he said something to him. Let's see what he said to him that we can read, that we can read. He looked him eyeball to eyeball in the 23rd chapter, verse number 1, and skipped down to verse 36. Let's see what we can read there, young lion. Now, Ezekiel the seer, he was on the clock, and Yahuwah looked him eyeball to eyeball, and 23 verse 1 and 36. And what did he say that we can read?
In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 23, verse 1 and verse 36. Verse 1 reads, the word of Yahuwah came again unto me, saying, verse 36, Yahuwah said moreover unto me, son of man, will you judge Aholah and Aholabah? Yes, declare unto them their abomination.
Oh. So he told Ezekiel the seer, would you do, what did he tell him? He said, would you tap dance with him? Would you cat talk with him, with them? Is that what he said, Brother Micaiah? What did he tell Ezekiel the seer to do with what's the name you just got through reading? What did he tell Ezekiel to do?
In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 23, verse 36, reads, the Yahuwah said more unto me, son of man, will you judge Aholah and Aholabah? Yes, declare unto them their abomination.
Well, a lot of days saints that we don't know who you're talking about. I said, well, you were quite natural. You don't know who we're talking about because until the sixth anointing camp show you in the Bible by precepting who he's talking about, but you do know he told Ezekiel to see it to do the judging. So now we're going to precept that, then you'd be plainly who he's talking about by precepting your Bible in the 23rd chapter of Ezekiel, verse 1 and verse 4. So all we got to do is precept the Bible in 1 and verse 4.
The book of Ezekiel.
What does it say?
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 23, verse 1 and verse 4. Verse 1 reads, "The word of Yahweh came again unto me, saying," verse 4, "and the names of them were Ahola, the elder, and Aholabah, her sister, and they were mine, and they bare sons and daughters. Thus were their names. Samaria is Ahola, and Jerusalem, Yadajudah, Aholabah."
You see that? You see how the Bible will tell the story? See, the Bible tells the story. See, the bump and arm contest is over with. And they also say what kind of clothing they'll have on if you precept your Bible. What kind of clothing will the one of them do the judging? What they going to have on that we can read in verse 6?
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 23, verse 6. Verse 6 reads, "Which were clothed with blue, captains and rulers, all of them desirable young men, horsemen, riding upon horses."
Ain't that something? Here's the man saying, here's the man is saying they're gonna have blue on. They're gonna have blue on, and they're gonna have in the 30. Now I'm got happy already. He said, now the one that's gonna deliver the fatal blow will be wearing blue. And they're going to have what? And what do we can read in 15:37 to 39 of Numbers? Now he identified the one that's going to lay the fatal blow. They will not be wearing the gay clothing. They will be wearing blue. And they'll have on what on their blue that we can read? See, you see, the Bible tells the whole story. It just, we just don't want to. Remember, the lead tribe don't know that the lead tribe to bring all this out. So they'll be wearing blue. And they also have what with their blue that we can read in 15:37 down to verse 39, Brother Micaiah, in Numbers. What do you say?
The book of Numbers, chapter 15, verse 37 down to 39. Verse 37 reads, "And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying," verse 38, "speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the fringes of the borders a ribbon of blue." 39, "And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that you may look upon it, and remember all the Torah instructions of Yahweh, and do them, and that you seek not after your own mind and your own eye, after which you to go a horn."
Oh, so now we just read that the one that gonna deliver the final blow on all the nations for the coming of Yahweh the Son, they will be wearing blue. And they'll be desirable, and they will have a ribbon of blue on, and they will have fringes. They will have blue and fringes. So those the one that got them other colors, you ain't the one, according to the Bible. He said, now the one, but they'll be wearing blue. Did we read they'll be wearing blue in 23, verse 6? Did we read that or not? Did the seer say they will be wearing blue in 23, verse 6? Did it say that again? Let's hear it again.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 23, verse 6 reads, "Which were clothed with blue, captains and rulers, all of them desirable young men, horsemen riding upon horses."
Ain't that something? Ain't that something? They will have on blue garments. They will have their blue on, and they will have on their fringes on the blue, a ribbon of blue. And so this is how you're going to identify. So now you know what they will be looking like. And can you help me out in 22 verse 12 of Deuteronomy? See,
okay.
The Bible would tell a story. So all we got to do is watch those that is going to come and what they're going to be even wearing and love to wear. See, we just read that. And 22 verse 12 says what in Deuteronomy?
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 22, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, "You shall make you fringes upon the four corners of your vesture, wherewith you cover yourself."
And what color they supposed to be in Ezekiel 23, verse 60? What color do we supposed to be according to Ezekiel the seer? What color is supposed to be? Ezekiel 23, verse 6.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 23, verse 6. Verse 6 reads, "Which were clothed with blue, captains and rulers, of all of them desirable young men, horsemen riding upon horses."
Should I say much? See that? See, the lead tribe got the notice in the Bible. The one that going to take it to another level will have on blue garments. They'll be having on blue. And they already made it plain about what's going to be in the blue, too. Now, you know what? They made it plain what's going to be in the blue. The Bible tells you everything. You just got to get in the right ministry and just put it together. So I'm going to teach you for a minute there, young line. Let's see what else going to be on the blue. Blue, and when they look upon you, they're going to say something that we can read in Lamentation. And they're going to look directly at you, and they're going to say something. And we're going to see what they're going to say. See, when you put it all together, it's up to you. You're going to put it all together. Let's see what we can read when we put it all together. They're going to be wearing blue. They're going to have fringes on. And they're going to be what in verse 4? Lamentation 4, 1 and 2. And we're going to see who hand going to be in all this today. Now, we're going to find out some more things along the way. I'll find out some things. See, we can identify who's going to do what. So the one that wearing them bow ties and them gay suits and all that and other colors, you know, according to Bible, it ain't going to cut it. So how you know where we going? You don't know where we going, but we don't know where we going. But I know one thing. We can read Lamentation 4, 1 and 2. What it say?
The book of Lamentation, chapter 4, verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1 reads, "How is the gold become dim? How is the most fine gold changed? The stones of the temple are poured out in the top of every street." Verse 2, "The precious stones of Yadadu, comparable to fine gold, how are they esteemed as earthen pitchers to work on the hands of the potter?"
And this is about the work of the hand of the potter. You mean they don't have on gold? Well, I mean, what you gold? That's what the fringes are going to be seen, right? They're going to have gold fringes on. They're going to be comparable to, and the only thing you can match them up is to what's in Fort Knox. You want to get a picture of them, you got to go to Fort Knox. And you open up the vault with all that gold at, and you snap the picture, and the come up bosses of the two Israelites. That's the only thing we compare to, fine gold. See that? So we don't take a back. That's why we got to know we the lead tribe. See, we the lead tribe. When we step out there in that royal blue with them, and all thing is a comparable to us is fine gold that's in Fort Knox. That's a split image of the bosses of the two Israelites. So you see why we keep telling you
wow.
Six anointed camps. You got to recognize what this Bible's saying. And I don't know why you're dragging your feet on wearing your royal blue garments, T-shirts with the gold fringes in there, because unity is in the covenant of you wearing that. Ezekiel say, how you identify them, the desirables. They're going to be having on blue. And we can read, we call T royal. See, we can read all this stuff, but we ain't going to just beat you down all the way in this lesson. We'll get back to something else. But you see, we can beat you down, and you don't know where we're going. We can beat you down. But something happened to this Israelite mother, D.F. Israel. See, that's why the lead tribe got to be able to see this thing unfold. Now, something happened to this lead tribe that was told in Maccabees chapter 7, verse 32 to 42. Something happened, and what happened that we can read? Come on.
2 Maccabees chapter 7, verse 32 to 42. Verse 32. For we suffer because our sin. 33. And through the living Yahweh, be angry with us a little while, for our chastening and correction, yet shall he be at one against his servant. Verse 34. Without, O Yahwehless man, and of all other most wicked, be not lifted up without a cause, nor puffed up with uncertain hope, lifting up your hand against the servant of Yahweh. 35. For thou hast not yet escaped the judgment of the Almighty Yahweh, who sees all things. 36. For our brethren, who now have suffered a short pain, are dead under Yahweh, the Son's covenant of everlasting life. But thou, though the judgment of Yahweh shall receive just punishment for your pride. 37. But I, as my brethren, offer up my body and life for the law to our instruction of our Father, beseech Yahweh that he would speedily be merciful unto our nation, and that thou may torment and plague mayest confess that he alone is Yahweh. 38. And that in me and my brethren, the wrath of the Almighty, which is justly brought upon all our nation, may cease. 39. Then the king, being in a rage, handled him worse than all the rest, and took it grievously, that he may mark. Verse 40. So this man died undefiled, and put his whole trust in Yahweh. Verse 41. Lest of all after the sons, the mother died. 42. Let this be enough now to have spoken concerning the idolaters' feast and the extreme torture.
Mm-hmm. Go that farmer down. Well, come back and pick up the verse 34 again there, Mother Deb, because you hit something. You hit something big time in there. So pick that back up in 34. What did you read in verse 34? Let's read a little bit.
Second Maccabees chapter 7, verse 34. But thou, O Yahwahless man, and of all other most wicked, be not lifted up without a cause, nor puffed up with uncertainty hope, lifting up your hand against the servant of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. So you know, sometimes people they get all up into their Satanism and they try to do a little rouse and they chest up, but you don't know. You go out against the servants of Yahweh, and you don't know, and Yahweh is gonna crucify when you go against the servants of Yahweh. And you know, and we heard a case of at one of the six camps, somebody wanna bristle up. Listen, don't you know there ain't never suicide when you're dealing with his anointed, bristling yourself up and stuff like that, you know, trying to cause a scene and stuff like that. You know, you just don't know. The clock is kicking big time on you behind moves against the servants of Yahweh. What did verse 35 say?
Verse 35. For thou hast not yet escaped the judgment of the Almighty Yahweh, who sees all things.
Make that up. And what is it in verse 37, Mother D.F. Israel, 37?
And 37? But I, as my brethren, offer up my body and life for the Torah instruction of our Father, beseeching Yahweh that he would speedily be merciful unto our nation, and that thou mayest torment and plague, mayest confess that he alone is Yahweh.
You see what he said you're going to do? He said you're going to put some plagues and torments on those that lift them hands up and try to chest bump people and stuff like that, all that talking smack. Don't you know that you playing a role that's going to get you thrown in the bottom of the lake of fire? If you don't get off of Satan's back, you're gonna end up in the bottom of the lake of fire with Satan riding you there. Satan will be riding you there, but he will be there too. You see, that's why the lead tribe got to know their responsibility. And once Yahweh said, I'm waiting on the lead tribe to recognize the signs of the time. But he said the lead tribe, that was Judah, said they get a body, but they get a body, not to stand. They get a body, but Paul came right back behind that and cleaned it up. What Paul said in 12th chapter of Romans 1, 2, and 3 behind when he said, well, we're going to give our body up for Torah instruction. Okay, we'll give our body up for Torah instruction. So what that mean when you preach up your Bible in 12, 1, 2, and 3 of Romans? What it mean, Mother D of Israel? What that supposed to mean?
Romans chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. Verse 1, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of Yahweh, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, righteous, acceptable unto Yahweh, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of Yahweh. Verse 3. For I say, though through the grace given unto me and to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as Yahweh has dealt to every man the measure of faith.
Mm-hmm. And what do you say in 12:1 again, Mother D.F. Israel?
Romans chapter 12, verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of Yahweh, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, righteous, acceptable unto Yahuwah, which is your reasonable service.
Yo, we had a brother in class say, well, well, spiritually I'm in class. I said, but no, that don't work. He don't say no spiritual Israelite. You got to put your body in class. he's spiritually. I'm spiritually, I'm with you. No, it don't work like that. No, that don't cut it. Spiritually, that ain't going to cut it. You got to present your body as a living sacrifice. So not spiritually. Mm-hmm. For you know, spiritually, I'm with you every Sabbath day. No, it don't work like that. You got to present your body like everybody else. Ain't no such thing, no spiritual Israelite. Put your body on the line like everybody else doing. That's your reasonable service. That's what he said yesterday, but we caught it all and we took no service. And we know some of them come out behind it. So when you see the good brother, y'all bring that up. That spiritual ain't going to cut it. Put your body on the line. All right, Mother of Israel. Let's go to Judas chapter 5. Let's go to Judas chapter 5, verse 17 down to verse 20. Judas chapter 5, verse 17 down to verse 20. That's why Yahdah Judah, you got to know your position. If you're the lead tribe, that means some things that you must know. You got to be able to spot things in the pages of the book. And now you see one thing. If you're the lead tribe, you should have no problem wearing blue garments, blue T-shirts with gold on the top and the bottom and all that ribbon of blue. You can have no problem because you supposed to want to do that because you know Ezekiel identifies the one that's going to be Yahweh's servant. What are you going to have on? He going to have blue. And the only thing you can pair him to is Fort Knox. You take a picture of Fort Knox, it'll come a split image of the six anointed camps of boys with the true Israelite with that royal blue on. So there it is. You got the verses now. So you bring it up to the one that want to wear all the mother colors. We ain't gonna get at them at this lesson, but we'll get at them on another lesson. Now, Judas chapter 5, 17 to verse 20.
Judas chapter 5, verse 17 to 21.
Make it just 20. Yeah, stop it at 20. Okay.
Judas chapter 5, verse 17. And while they sin not before their Yahuwah, they prosper, because Yahuwah that hates sin, iniquity, was with them. Verse 18. But when they departed from the way which he appointed them, they were destroyed in many battles, very sore, and were led captive into a land that was not theirs. And the temple of their Yahuwah was cast to the ground, and their city was taken by the enemy. Verse 19. But now are they returned to their Yahuwah and are come up from the place where they were scattered and have possessed Yahdah, where their temple is, and are seated in the hill country, for it was desolate. Verse 20. Now therefore, my Yahuwah and governor, if there be any error in this people, and they sin against their Yahuwah, let us consider that this shall be their ruin, and let us go up, and we shall overcome them.
Well, you might as well read another verse. Thank you.
21. But if there be no sin in their nation, let my Yahuwah now pass by. Lest their Yahuwah defend them and their Yahuwah before them, and we become a reproach before all the world.
Mm-hmm. So you see, Steve Roy, the one that got the royal blue garments on. If you got your royal blue garments on, and do you know he got it written in 54:17 something? You got your royal blue garments on. You got your gold fringes on with your gold fringes on. Do you know he got something written for all the ones that talk of that smack? He got something written in 54:17 that mother D.F. Israel getting ready to read of Isaiah. Do you know it's written in the Bible? When you reflect Yahuwah, look what he got written, Isaiah 54:17.
Isaiah chapter 54:17. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that shall raise against you in judgment, rise against you in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of Yahuwah, and their righteousness is of me, says Yahuwah.
How many tongues, once you got your Yahuwah right, that he gonna take down before your eyes and mouth, dear Israel? How many tongues you say he gonna take down?
Every tongue.
Ain't that something? Every tongue. You hear the man is saying? Every tongue going down, see, right? If you got your Yahuwah right, if you do saying Yahuwah, you got your, you all hook, line, and sinker with some dust as Yahuwah. He said, not some of the tongues, every tongue going down. But right now, Yahuwah, look at you now, and this is what he says to Ezekiel. He said, Ezekiel, you know the ones that wear the royal blue in your eyes? But I'm gonna give you a prophecy about them. And would you believe this? To come, Ezekiel? See, Ezekiel, you know, he the one said in 37th chapter, we're not going to read. He asked Ezekiel that his bones live, he said. Only you know. But he told Ezekiel something, Mother D.F. Israel. He said something about these peoples, about them, and in the 14th chapter, he says something about them in Ezekiel 14:5-6, Mother D of Israel. He says something about them that we can read. What did he say about them that we can read in Ezekiel 14:5-6?
Ezekiel 14:5-6, verse 5, that I might take the family of Israel in their own mind, because they are all estranged from me through their idols. Verse 6. Therefore say unto the family of Israel, thus says Yahuwah, repent and turn yourselves from your idols, and turn away your face from all your abominations.
Verse 7.
For every one of the family of Israel or of the stranger that sojourneth in Israel would separate themselves from me and set up his idol in his mind and put the stumbling block of his sins before his face and come to a seer to inquire of him concerning me, I, Yahuwah, will answer him by myself.
He said, see, sooner or later, you're going to recognize there's a seer in your midst. And he told the seer something in the 20th chapter there, Mother D.F. Israel. He says, He looked to see eyeball to eyeball, and he said something to him. And we want to see what he said that we can read. You know, we want to see what he says that we can read. In the 20th chapter, what he says in verse 3 and verse number 4, what he said that we can read in Ezekiel 20, make it 2 and 4. Ezekiel 20 and verse 4. What he said that we can read, Mother D of Israel, in Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 2 and verse 4. What do you say?
Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 2 and verse 4. Verse 2. Then came the word of Yahuwah unto me, saying, verse 4, will thou judge them, son of man? Will thou judge them? Cause them to know the abominations of their fathers.
So, Mother D of Israel, you mean that the word of Yahuwah came to Ezekiel and told Ezekiel to do what in verse 4?
Will I judge them, son of man? Will I judge them, cause them to know the abominations of their fathers?
And then you got brother say, can't no cold-blooded man judge me. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
The Bible is telling you the seer must judge, and he must get anointed leadership and anoint them, and they can judge.
Mm-hmm.
So is you going to do Bible or you going to do emotion? He said, now, in Matthew 12, 31, 32, 36, 37, says what? That we can read. Now, he says, then the word of Yahuwah came unto me, saying, now we go on precept that and see what that means, Mother dear of Israel, and in Matthew 12, 31, 32, 36, 37. Now what that mean when you precept your Bible? Come on.
Matthew chapter 12, verse 31, 32, 36, and 37. Verse 31, wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blaspheming against the righteous spirit shall not be forgiven unto men. Verse 32, and whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the righteous spirit, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come. Verse 36. But I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall be accounted thereof in the day of judgment. 37. For by your word you shall be justified, and by your word you shall be condemned.
That means you're going to be condemned. You're going to be condemned when you are told by the seer that his job is to judge, and those he anointed is to judge the peoples of Israel. Then you come and say, no, it's not that way. He let you know you walking around as a ticking time bomb, because that's not the order. That's your emotion. And that's why you see them, they have no respect for leadership. They'll do crazy things from Satan the devil. But if you don't repent, you're in trouble. See, what you on did, if you don't repent, the time bomb is going on you for keep on dealing with Yahuwah's servants that have been anointed to take care of this man's business. So, you don't repent, you're in trouble. Okay, now, Brother Mackay, I need a statement that's written in 1 Peter, chapter 2, verse 21. He talks about, be you followers of Yahuwah the Son. I need that statement, or we're going somewhere. See, the six anointed camps must understand Judah leads. And he talks about it in, what, 120 to 22 or somewhere. He talks about you got to follow him as, where that verse at? Somebody have to oversee out in that verse where he's letting you know in verse 21 and 22 about to you got to follow Yahweh's steps. Can y'all help those see out on that verse that there, Brother Micaiah, Mother D.F. Israel? Can you help those see out on that verse somewhere in Peter where it tell you exactly what you got to do and what it say that we can read?
Book of 1 Peter, chapter 2, verse 20 and 21. Verse 20 reads, "For what honor is it if, when you be buffed for your fault, you should take it patiently? But if, when you do well and suffer for it, you take it patiently, this is acceptable with Yahweh." Verse 21. "For even hereunto were you called, because Yahweh the Son also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps."
See, and verse 22, what it say that, and put 22 there and make it sound even greater. And verse 22, what it say?
Verse 22 reads, "Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth."
So he done no sin. So when he did the Luke chapter 4, verse 16, he done no sin. When he did Luke 4:16, that ain't no sin, see, right? But if you're not doing Luke 4:16, he done no sin. So if you're not doing Luke 4:16, you're not following the example, and you're sinning. What happened in Luke 4:16 that we can read?
The book of Luke, chapter 4, verse 16. 16 reads, "And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the temple on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read."
So he done no sin. So he made his body a living sacrifice. He wasn't no spiritual Israelite tribe of Judah. He put his body in the temple. So if you don't put your body in the temple, the sixth anointed camp, you're sinning. There it is right there. He done no sin. So whatever he did do, it wasn't no sin. What he did, he went into the temple, put his body in the temple on a Sabbath day. And that ain't no sin. So if you don't put your body in the temple on the Sabbath day, you sinning. Is I'm saying it right, Mo? D.F. Israel, Young London? You got to make a little sense.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Huh?
Exactly what's going on.
Is it hallelujah,
bro? Hallelujah.
Well, all that spiritual, no, you got to follow his steps because he did no sin. And what was his step? He got up and went into the temple. He went in. He put his body in there. And matter of fact, you greater than him? Oh, I'll give you a man in Brother Micaiah 73:17. Let's see what this man did. A great man in Israel. He did something too. What did he do? Let's see. He played a puffed up high roller that I'm spiritual Judah. Let's see what he did in 73:17 of Psalms.
Book of Psalms, chapter 73, verse 17. 17 reads, "Until I went into the temple of Yahweh, then understood I therein."
Ain't that something? So these two, David is one of the, he's going to be king over Israel forever when he wake back up. And the same token, Yahweh the Son, he's just spiritual. Israel ain't going to get it. No, you got to follow their steps. David knew he was the king of Israel, but he left where he was at and got there and bumped shoulders in and put his body in the temple of the six anointed camps. So I'm going to tell you something, Steve, right here. We know you're 500,000 or strong, but you got to follow the rules and regulations of Yahweh. You got to follow his steps because he did no sin. So if he went into the temple and put his body there, and you do not put your body in one of them six anointed camps, you are sinning according to the Bible. Can I get a hallelujah Yahweh on that?
Hallelujah Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That is where it is. Now, let's get back to something because I got to touch on some more things because we keep on doing the same thing, Brother Micaiah, and we just got to be clear that, you know, the lead tribe got to spot these things, and you got to be able to tell it. Let's see what we can read in Matthew 1:21. Matthew 1:21.
We're going over to the book of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 21. Book of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 21 reads, "And she shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Yahweh the Son, for he shall save his people from their sins."
And he's going to save his people. That's what he's going to save. He said, you will have a son, and he going to save his people. That's plain. And 18, verse 11, what did he say? I tell you what, before you read 18, 11, read the 10th chapter, verse 5 and 6 of Matthew. Now he going to save his people. That's what he say. Now we go on to the 10th chapter of Matthew and look at verse 5 and 6.
The book of Matthew. Chapter 10, verse 5 and verse 6. Verse 5 reads, "These 12 Yahweh the Son sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles and into any city of the Samaritans, enter you not. Verse 6, but go rather to the lost sheep of the family of Israel."
Okay, then what you do next? When you get to the family of Israel, the lost sheep of Israel, and what do you do? Let's see what you do next when you get there. What's the next verse say you do? The next
verse,
the next two verses.
The book of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 reads, "And as you go, teach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Verse 8, "Heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give."
He said, cast out them devils. He said, cast them devils out. You hear what he say? You hear what he say, Mother D up Israel? Cast them devils out, of mother. Yeah, cast them devils out.
Hallelujah.
Let's keep. He said, cast them devils out. He said, I'm going to give you power to cast them devils out. He said, you spot them devils. And you know how you spot a devil? Let me show you how you spot a devil. Mother dear, read how you spot a devil with the opposite of 5:22 of Galatians. You say, see, this is how you spot a devil. They'll be opposite of Galatians 5:22. They'll be far from as east meets the west, they will have nothing between to Galatians 5:22. What it say?
Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, the covenant. That's it.
You see that? And the opposite of that is a hellraiser, good big old mouth, and always pumping the chest up. That's the opposite of that. Hellraiser.
Mm-hmm.
Pump and try to chest bump somebody. And thin as a rail, if somebody chest bump your back, you'll fall five blocks back down the street. You see? So that's how the devil get in you. Now, getting back to Bubba Micaiah. So we found out that a people, Southern Kingdom, Yada, had to go look for the family of Israel. And what you say that we can read in 18 verse 11 of Matthew? Because we get ready to touch on something real, touch on something right now after we get a couple more verses in. What do you say that we can read? 18 verse 11.
The book of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 11. Verse 11 reads, "For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost."
See, now we just read who was lost. The Son of Man came. See, the 600 camp tribe, Yahweh Judah, got to understand that the Yahweh's mission came to save, and that's what we're doing right now. We see that they lost because when they got all these names, they got these curse names, we kind of show them these curse names. You lost. And if you're not keeping the Sabbath day and making your body present in the six anointed camps, you are lost. You can't be spiritual Israel because you ran back and pop your feet up and turn the internet on. No. You play with yourself and everybody around you, if you deal with that, that's contrary to Yahweh. You got to do the same thing Yahweh did. Get up and put your body among the anointed ones, which is the six anointed camps, and come in with big ears and little mouth. And then we take from there. Matthew 15:24. What does it say?
We'll go to the book of Matthew, chapter 15, verse 24. 24 reads, "But he answered and said, I am not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the family of Israel."
Mm-hmm. So, now, it's something we do. Always we do it with emotion. We never look at this Bible and see what this Bible's saying, and we keep doing the same thing. But Judah, the lead tribe, you got to know what you're leading. Look at a case in point. Mother, what can we read out of Matthew 27 verse? We're going to look at verse 45 and verse 40. Let's see what we can read in Matthew 27 verse 45 and 50. See, we keep doing the same thing, and we always caught up in emotions, and we never, the lead tribe got to spot this out and be able to, you know, see exactly, this is not Bible what you're doing. What you're doing is your feelings and your emotions. Matthew 27, 45 and 50. What did it say, Mother D.F. Israel? Come on.
Matthew chapter 27 and verse 50. Verse 45. "Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour." Verse 50. "Yahweh the Son, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yield up the spirit."
So he cried a loud voice and gave up the breath. So that was the end of him.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened next? Now, he's dead. He's dead.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is Yahweh the Son. He's dead.
Mm-hmm.
What happened in verse 57 to 61? Let's see what happened next. 57 to 61. Yeah, verse 57 down to 61. What happened next?
Matthew chapter 27, verse 57 to 61. Verse 57. "When the evening was come, there came a rich man of Arimathea named Joseph, who also himself was Yahweh the Son, disciple, follower." Verse 58. "He went to Pilate and begged the body of Yahweh the Son. Then Pilate commanded the body to be delivered." 59. "And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a linen cloth, clean linen cloth," verse 60, "and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewed out in the rock, and he rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulchre and departed. 61. And there was Mary Magdalene and the other Mary sitting over against the sepulchre.
Now, mother, Yahweh the Son gave up the breath. Didn't we read that?
Yes.
Didn't we read he gave up the breath in verse 50, right?
Yes.
He gave up the breath. That means he was dead.
Mm.
Then here comes Joseph from Arimathea, came and begged for the body. What did he do with the body after the body came down? It was dead now. Body was dead. Dead man. What did Joseph, what did he do with the body?
Verse 59. And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth.
You mean he didn't go to a Carson Pierce Scott and buy a three-piece gay suit and put it on him?
No.
He didn't do that. He didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't go put the three-piece suit on him, the gay clothing on him, and put it. No, see, right here. Listen, when you come out the mall, when you go to come out wrapped, your remembrance of the person when you see him at their best. You don't, when a person dies of Israelite descent, Yahweh the Son, he's a member of Abraham. He was wrapped. He was wrapped. Then from that point, he went straight to the tomb. It wasn't now we've been bringing him out here, and we've been spending $5,000 to $20,000. No, that $5,000 to $20,000 should never been spent. Be jealous of him. You see, the man that made the heaven and earth. Now, if anybody's supposed to have something to talk about in that, it should be him. It should have plenty to talk about. But don't work like that, see, right? That's why we got to. It don't work like that. After you come out that mall, you're going to be wrapped up and headed from that point to the ground in the evening. Not at 9:30 a.m. In the evening, you're going to be headed to your grave. See that thing right here? Now, we're going to the second witness. Let's go to Mark chapter 15, verse 42 to 47. Let's see. Let's get a second witness supposed to happen. Mark, chapter 15, verse 42 down to verse 47. See, that's why when you say you Judah and we say you the lead tribe, do you know it's a responsibility to understand that you're supposed to be the lead tribe and point out things that's not once you understand what is not? Mark, chapter 15. 42 down to verse 47. Listen good.
Mark chapter 15, verse 42 to 47.
Let's see what Mark says. Let's see what he said he said.
Okay. Mark chapter 15, verse 42. And now when the evening was come, because it was the preparation that is the day before the Sabbath. Verse 43. Joseph of Arimathea, an honorable counselor, which also waited for the kingdom of Yahweh, came and went in boldly unto Pilate and craved the body of Yahweh the Son. 44. And Pilate marveled if he were already dead, and calling unto him the centurion, he asked him, whether he had been any while dead, 45. And when he knew it of the centurion, he gave the body to Joseph, 46. And he brought fine linen and took him down and wrapped him in the linen and laid him in a sepulchre, which he hewed out of a rock and rolled a stone unto the door of the sepulchre. Verse 47. And Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, beheld where he was laid.
Ain't that something? Mm-hmm. You mean that the second witness say they didn't take him and say, well, we hold him over and we now we're going to have more even come to be big dignitaries and policy of $5, $10, $15, $20,000 and all. No, see, right here. Why don't you do Bible? Be you followers of me as, you know, now let's see what Paul said in the 11th chapter, verse 1. And we'll bring our elder and we'll get back on this, Charlie. Let's see what did Paul say in the 11th chapter, mother. We'll read you and get our point. Now, this is Paul. Everybody love to quote Paul, but do you ever quote Paul what he said in 11, verse 1? What he said in 1 Corinthians 11:1? Let's read a little bit and see what he said.
1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1. Be you followers of me, even as I also am of Yahuwah the Son. Verse 2. Now I praise you, brethren, that you remember me in all things and keep the ordinance as I delivered them to you. Verse 3. But I would have you know.
That's it. Verse 2. We want to get to. So Paul's saying, follow me. I'm following Yahuwah the Son. He said, follow me. See, what we do up on the emotions, then we got to run out now, and what we got to do every time something happens. Now we got to go put our house up and everything else and give the enemy back 27% interest on $5, $10, $15, $20,000. That never should have happened. It never should have happened. If you want to do Bible, and then you got preachers coming and going to read the Bible, well, we'll leave all this out for the money's sake. Now you're going to be in debt for the rest of until the next time somebody passed. Why don't you just follow the Bible? $5, $10, $15, $20,000, putting your house up, putting, you know, all that stuff up. Listen, see right here. That's why we got a big job ahead of us. We read what the eyewitness said happened. We're gonna pause today, and we're gonna bring our elder and he gives his closing statement. We'll get right back on this. Because, see, we're going to stay in debt, and the world is chopping that up. $5, $10, $15, $20, and you be paying on policies all your life for your burial because you want all the trimmings. Listen, whatever you got to get a 6 anointed camp, give it to us now where we can smell it and give you a comment. After the shutdown, you see exactly what's supposed to happen. When the shutdown, it means you got to go to the mall, because you're in the enemy's land. And when the mall said, we through with you, you come there with your wrappings and your box, a box. Let me wrap the person in there, my loved one, and take that box, and we're here to put that box in the ground, and we're going about our business. Ain't going to be no, we ain't rent no hall nowhere, and now we can eat them up and talk them up. You can eat them up and talk them up with us now. You want to eat them up and talk them up? Got a feast day coming up in about another month or so. Eat them up and talk them up then. We can talk back with you. No. Let's do Bible. put them in and go on. That's the end of that. We probably read what Yahuwah say in Ecclesiastes when we come back later. But we're going to bring our elder back in. See, I got remember. You remember when we read the handout, look, it says, Judah, the lead tribe, the fourth son of Israel. And you're the lead tribe, Judah. You got to lead. You can't jump in the driver's seat and people's in the passenger seat and you don't know where you're going. We try to show you what we lose in 5, 10, 15, 20 with all these policies we got to have to keep our policies up. And all we got to find out one thing. How much do the mall go? How much you cost, Mr. Mall man, when you do what you got to do? Okay. You the only one. And after that, you put my little one in that box. And then we're going to wrap them up because we're going to remember them in a state of greatness. Not when they all, you got all that stuff in them. They look all swole up and everything. That might give some of people nightmares. But that's why Yahuwah was wrapped up. But you can't be seeing him in that position.
Yeah.
See? He was wrapped all the way up. And Mary Magdalene and up there, they seen it. He put it in there. And they stayed outside and booed for a minute. And they went on about their business. See, that's now you're doing bad. See, so I got to teach this. Ain't nobody else going to teach it. But bosses of a true Israelite. We're going to teach the Bible. Now, Elder, come on in and do your closing statement on text 49, and then we'll get back to that. Because, like I said again, we stays in debt, and these loan sharks, they charge you 18, 19, to 27% interest on what you need, how much you need. God, yo. You playing a dollar on the 50 cents. Hey, Elder, Mr. Kibbs, you on the clock for your closing statement. Come out.
Now, God bless you about this year as well, and thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. Well, I do have to agree with that, because in the midtown part of Chicago, that's exactly what they did in the Italian neighborhood. But what they would call it was juice. When you owe them money, they would collect the juice on the money. So that's why we try to educate you in this word. What does it say in Sirach chapter 11? Reading verses 35 to 37. 35 say, be willing to hear the Yahuwah's discord, and let not the parables of understanding escape thee. 36, and if thou seest a man of understanding, get behind unto him, and let the foot wear the steps of his door. 37, let thy mind meditate in the ordinance of Yahuwah continually, in his commandments or thorough instructions. He shall establish in thine heart of mind, and give thee wisdom at thy own desire. See, now this wisdom will come to you when you stay in the word of Yahuwah, but you have to want it. And the problem with getting wisdom is Sirach 11:8. Verse number 8 says, answer not of what I've heard the cause, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk. Well, most of all, the loud bump-a-dums contest that you be hearing, and everybody trying to tell you which way the things should go, they have to remember, a teacher can't learn from his students. I say that all the time. Because why? He's given wise counsel. But having knowledge, he even gains more experience by teaching. This is why we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahuwah's Ministry. We come to you live always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible, teaching you about the word of Yahuwah, connecting the books, your health, foods you should eat, and much more, as you generally have seen today, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do all this because you have not. This is information that you all listening have came to seek and now found it in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yahdah. We're open unto you for this learning from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. The days, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Having no class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday. Our current time for that class is from 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and an online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this on any search engine, enter tribe.god.com. And after clicking it, just in this big line, you will see choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow those instructions. On any other device, you may see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose the tithes and offerings. In doing so, remember what it says in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the outlaw, you kindred to the people. Give unto the outlaw glory and strength. 8, give unto the outlaw the glory due unto his name. Bring an offer and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that the outlaw loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and once again in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing the Dossiers Yahuwah alive. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, check our calendar. That calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the Bible feast days that come to all of us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This feature is available during live broadcast time. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after clicking, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of God. Click that red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into our live online broadcast. We even have two email addresses that the listening members can use. The first is tribeyada@gmail.com. The other is yadaisrael@gmail.com. These are to write your written opinions and questions over biblical subject matter or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with the Aqua in mind. The first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other number is 224-600-5579. This is our international number. This is where you can call and leave a message on those scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of our 6 anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. But in saying that, do not call this number trying to teach. You will only get a dial tone. As I mentioned before, the book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse 6, it says, be at peace with many, but nevertheless have one counselor over 1,000. Also, by calling the same number, you can order what most of our members know as the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. Also, by calling this number of 224-600-5579, if you have those questions about any scripture, and if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Once again, unless you call trying to teach, you only get that discouraging dial tone. So at this particular time, we will turn our program back over to our Seer Israel. And remember, we are the blessed peacemakers, the children of Yahuwah, as it says in the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse number 9. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. That's from the elder said. That's our elder. So, because like I said, yeah, you get these special calls, and they come in, oh, I don't have enough. I gotta go put my house up. I got to do this. Listen, see right here. Christianity have destroyed us. Christianity has destroyed us. And that's why the six anointed camps got to be focusing on street teaching like we're doing now and showing that, you know, this ministry in the royal blue with the gold fringes is the lead tribe to get you where you got to go. So, Brother Micaiah, what it says in Acts chapter 14, verse 14 and 15, so all we say in a case like this, Acts chapter 14, verse 14 and 15. Listen real good what the six anointed camps says in Acts 14, 14 and 15. What do we say? Come on.
Book of Acts. You say 6, 7
again? Acts chapter 14, verse 14 and 15. What do we say, young man?
Okay, Book of Acts. Chapter 14.
14 and 15.
Verse 15 and 16.
Verse 14 and 15. Okay, the Book of Acts, chapter 14. 14 and 15. Hold on, young lad. Hold on. Let's get it right there, young lad. Concentrate on what we saying. Acts, chapter 14, verse 14 and 15. Come on.
Okay. The Book of Acts, chapter 14, verse 14 and 15. Verse 14 reads, which when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of, they rent their clothes and ran in among the people, crying out. Verse 15 reads, and saying, sir, why do you these things? We also are men of like passage with you, and teach unto you that you should turn from these vanities unto the living Yahweh, which made heaven and earth, in the sea, and all things that are therein.
You see that? We tell them, turn from that. It ain't no middle, after past, middle past. No, no. All that, look, listen, all that good evening, and all that right there, and reminiscing, that's what you do in Leviticus 23. Well, pushing and respond back to you. Let's get back to the eyewitness. Luke, chapter 23, 44 down to verse 56. We get back to the eyewitness. Would you take heed of what you hear, because we study after the long shot. Just study what we're doing. 19 to 27% interest. Now they're going to squeeze you, and now you will be in debt for the next 10 years. And all you got to do, understand that the six anointed camps have the answer after your loved one have shut down. Let's see what the eyewitness say. Let's go to Luke chapter 23, 44 down to verse 56. What it say?
The Book of Luke chapter 23, verse 44 down to 46. Verse 44 reads.
56.
And it,
to 56. To 56.
Okay. Okay, 56. The Book of Luke, chapter 23, verse 44 down to 56. Verse 44 reads, and it was about the sixth hour, and there was a darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. Verse 45, and the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. Verse 46, and when Yahweh the Son had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into your hand I command my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the spirit. Verse 47. Now when the centurion saw what was done, he honored Yahweh, saying, certainly this was a righteous man. Verse 48. And all the people that came together to that sight, beholding the things which were done, smote their breast and returned. Verse 49. And all his acquaintance and the women that followed him from Galilee stood afar off, beholding these things. Verse 50. And behold, there was a man named Joseph, a counselor, and he was a good man and a just. 51. The same had not consented to the council, indeed of them. He was of Arimathea, a city of Yadazu, who also himself waited for the kingdom of Yahweh. 52. This man went unto Pilate and begged the body of Yahweh the Son. 53.
And he took it down and wrapped it in linen and laid it in a spatula that was hewn in stone, wherein never man before was laid. 54. And that day was the preparation, and the Sabbath drew on. 55. And the women also, which came with him from Galilee, followed after, and beheld the spatula, and how his body was laid. 56. And they returned and prepared spices and ointments, and rest the Sabbath day according to the Torah instruction.
Well, they keep on saying they tucking down from where? Where they taking? People hear about they tucking him down. Let's go to Acts chapter 5 and see where they taking down from. You mean they keep on hearing about they taking him down? Taking down from what? Let's see what the eyewitness said they taking him down from. Evidently we know that they knew they took him down, so they ain't got to keep on repeating it. But our job is to find out what did they take him down from, because we got a whole lot of different mindset through Christianity and Islam and other nations. What did they take him down from in Acts 5, verse 30?
The book of Acts, chapter 5, verse 30. Verse 30 reads, and Yahuwah of our father, verse 30, and Yahuwah the father of our father raised up Yahuwah the son, whom you slew and hanged on a tree.
Wait a minute. So what did he take him down? So what did Joseph Abathea take him down from?
From a tree.
The tree.
Oh, yeah. See, that's me. It took a whole lot of pause to get what the Bible's saying out there, huh? Took a whole lot of pause. Maybe you might stick a little quick in the 13th chapter of Acts, and we'll pick it up at verse 29. No, 28 and 29. Oh, since like me, I think that old seer can't get no quick response now, huh? Acts chapter 13. Verse 28 and 29, what it say?
The book of Acts, chapter 13, verses 28 and 29, 28 read. And though they found no cause of death in him, yet desired they Pilate that he should be slain. Verse 29, and when they had fulfilled all that was written of him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in dispatches.
Ain't that something? You hear what the man is saying? The eyewitness said what they did.
Mm-hmm.
So where you get all this crosses and all that? Where you get this from? Christianity, Islam, and other nations. We read what the eyewitness saying. Now, Northern Kingdom got away from them. So Paul had to go address the Northern Kingdom in the third chapter, and looked them eyeball to eyeball and says what in verse 13? What did Paul say that we can read in Galatians 3:13?
Going over to the book of Galatians. Chapter 3, verse 13. 13 reads, Yahuwah the Son hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree.
Well, I be. You mean that the eyewitness said he was hung on a tree and that's what Joseph took him down from the tree?
That's
mm-hmm.
right.
That what we read? Is we reading that or not?
That's what we reading.
And he said it was done by the law. He said the law got his hand in it. What? So now, that means they don't say something about the law. We got to go peep in the 21st chapter and see where it's coming from. It come from the law. It got to come from the heavenly tablets. Let's go to Deuteronomy 21 and then verse 22 and 23. So you mean that they was following the law and Christianity said the law is done away with. He said, no. He said, you can go read this in the law
what you're supposed to do after a man is hung and he's dead, what you're supposed to do. He said, you can go to the law. It came from the law. See, we can read the law of what happened in verse Deuteronomy 21, verse 22 and 23. What happened?
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 21, verse 22 and 23. 22 reads, and if a man have committed a sin worthy of death, and he be to be put to death, and you hang him on a tree, 23, his body shall not remain all night and sit upon the tree, but you shall in any wise bury him that day. For he that is hanged is a curse of Yahuwah, that your land be not defiled, which Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, gives you for an inheritance.
Wow. So all they were doing was following what the law says, and then you go to any Christianity church, Christ-like, Lord God and Jesus, and they say the law done away with. So they followed the law, even for Yahuwah the Son. They waited till the sunset, and they took him down a tree, wrapped him up, put him in a box, shipped him on in, and went on about their business. That's what they did, see, right? Now, look, now what you're saying, Latter-day Saints, see, I got to get one more witness on that. Well, Mother D.F. Israel, the Latter-day Saints want another witness. Let's go to Matthew chapter 19 there, Mother D.F. Israel. Let's get him another witness. No, with me, before you read that, Brother Micaiah, give me 24, verse 12 and 25 of Luke. Let me give me Luke 24, 12 and 25, and Mother D.F. Israel have me St. John chapter 19, verse 28 through 30 and 33. St. John chapter 19, 28 down to verse 30 and 33. But Brother Micaiah, give me Luke 24, verse 12 and 25.
Okay, the book of Luke, chapter 24, verse 12 and verse 25. Verse 12 reads, then arose Peter and ran unto the statue, and stooping down, he beheld the linen cloth laid by the sale, and departed, wondering in himself at that which was come to pass.
So Peter got to running and found the linen cloth that he was at. He said, that stuff was rolled together. What don't happen? Come on, we got to find out what happened behind that thing. Hold on. Let's precept a little bit of that. I mean, a lot of these saints, you open up a nice little can of get a good, another good whooping in here and there. So Peter come running and peeped down there and opened the sepulchre, went down there, and all he seen was the linen clothes wrapped up. What don't happen? Let's go to Acts chapter 3, verse 13 through 15. Let's see if we can paint that picture. Let's see if we can paint that picture. What will happen? Acts chapter 3, 13 down to verse 15. Look at me read.
The book of Acts, chapter 3, verses 13 down to 15. Verse 13 reads.
And verse 30.
Okay,
that's good, yeah. That's okay, just 13 through 15. Time going on, I need to get a little bit more in. Acts 3, 13 down to verse 15, what happened?
13 read. The Yahuwah of Abraham, and of Isaac, and of Israel, the Yahuwah of our father, had honored his son, Yahuwah the Son, whom you delivered up, and denied him in the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to be letting him go. Verse 14, but you denied the righteous and the just and desired a murderer to be granted unto you. Verse 15, and killed the Prince of Life, whom Yahuwah hath raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses.
Ain't that something? So what Yahuwah raised up Yahuwah the Son from the dead, and they witnessed to it. So what Yahuwah did that?
Yahuwah the Father.
Come on, Mother. Come on, Mother. Paint that picture, Mother D up Israel. Paint that picture. Yahuwah the Father. You know, hey, he stepped up in there. Young man undone what he told him to do in Galatians. I mean, over there in the book Isaiah 40,
42 and 49. So Yahweh said, look, you gonna do what I get, you gotta do, and I'll get you up. Matter of fact, let me get a precept on that real quick, Brother Makai, give me a precept on that. Give me Psalm chapter 16:7-11. See, let me tell you something. Sooner or later you're gonna recognize the sign of the time, and sooner or later you're gonna recognize the ones in that royal blue gun with them blue fringes on, they the one got your answer. Psalm chapter 16:7-11, bring it.
Book of Psalms, chapter 16:7-11. Verse 7 reads, I will bless Yahweh, who has given me counsel. My rings also instruct me in the night season. Verse 8, I have set Yahweh always before me, because he is at my right hand. I should not be moved. Verse 9, therefore my mind is glad as my honor rejoices. My flesh also shall rest in hope. Verse 10, for you will not leave my soul in hell, neither will you suffer your righteous one to see corruption. 11, you will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand there are pleasures forevermore.
What you mean? Roman Catholic Church, that's David talking. I mean, that's David. No. Watch me hit them in the nose. Let me sock them in the nose real quick. Read Acts 2:25. One verse, 2:25. See, watch me get a sock right in the Roman Catholic Church, old big Timmy Dolan, hit him right in his old big old nose. Acts 2:25.
The book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 25. 25 reads, for David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw Yahweh always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved.
See, David was talking about him. See, David was talking about Yahweh the Son. He wasn't talking about himself. Yahweh the Son spoke through his mouth. Go back to Acts 13, verse 20. Acts 13, 20.
Okay. Well, to the book of Acts, chapter 13, verse 20. Verse 20 reads, and after that he gave unto them judgment about the space of 450 years. Until
What you read? Hold on. Do you read Acts 13, verse 30?
Verse 30? No, the book of Acts.
Yeah, verse 30. Acts 13, 30.
Okay, the book of Acts, chapter 13, verse 30. Verse 30 reads, but Yahweh raised him from the dead. Yahweh the Father.
What Yahweh raised from the dead?
Yahweh the Father.
All right, most of Israel said, I got my eye on you now. The Father raised him from the dead. The Father raised him. He wouldn't let him be down there. He took care of the business. When you take care of Yahweh's business, he got you. Read Acts 2:24.
Okay, Acts
2:24.
Acts chapter 2, verse 24. 24 reads, whom Yahweh the Father hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holy of him.
Ain't that something? You see what happened? Yahweh the Father said, look at this, son. Death ain't going to hold you down. If you got me, I got you. See, there it is. So that is seen, right? And we're going to be loose with this pain of death when we get a piece of it. So Yahweh said it. Same thing he done for his boy, he's going to do for you. Come on, Mother D. F. Israel, Matthew, chapter 19, verse 20 down to verse 30 and 33. Let's see what's going on here that we can read. Matthew, chapter 19, verse 20 down to verse 30 and 33. What does it say?
Matthew 19.
Well, make it St. John. Make it St. John. Thank you, Mother D.F. Make it St. John. St. John, chapter 19, verse 20 to 30 and 33. Let's see what John. Everybody gave account of everything but beloved. Let's see what beloved seen. You know, the one that he said, John, my beloved. What did beloved see in St. John 19, 28 down to verse 30 and 33? What do you see, Mother D.F. Israel? Come on.
John chapter 19, verses 28 to 30 and verse 33. Verse 28. After this, Yahweh the Son, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scriptures might be fulfilled, said, I thirst. Verse 29. Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar and put it upon hyssop and put it on and put it to his mouth. Verse 30. When Yahweh the Son, therefore, had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the spirit. Verse 33. But when they came to Yahweh the Son and saw that he was dead already, they break not his legs.
You see that? He was dead. See that? But we read, he told David, don't worry, my father gonna get me straight. Skip down to verse 38 to 41, same book, St. John 19, 38 to 41. Let's get some more of what beloved said he seen.
St. John 19, 38 to 41, 38. And after this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple, follower of Yahweh the Son, but secretly for fear of the Yahdad, Judah, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Yahweh the Son. And Pilate gave him leave. He came therefore and took the body of Yahweh the Son. Verse 39. And there came also which at the first came to Yahweh the Son by night and brought a mixture of myrrh and aloe, about 100 pounds weight, 40. Then took they the body of Yahweh the Son and rounded it in linen cloth with the spice as the manner of Yahdad is to bury. 41. Now in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new sepulchre, wherein was never man yet laid.
Read verse 39 and 40 again.
Verse 39. And there came also Nicodemus. I couldn't see it. Nicodemus, which at the first came to Yahweh the Son by night and brought a mixture of myrrh and aloe, about 100 pound weight. Now you said 39 and what? 40?
39 and 40.
40. Then took they the body of Yahweh the Son and wound it in linen cloth with spice as the manner of Yahdah is to bury.
Wow. So now we're going to find out the manner of to bury you guys once you, take them down, get them where they at. You bring all your spices and stuff, and you put all your spices in there, and inside whatever you're getting ready to do, and wrap them all up. And that's, is that what we read, Mother D, up this round?
Yeah, that's what we're reading. You spices.
Is that what we're reading?
Yeah,
spices. Then you got spices and all that. Says all we're supposed to be having, the spices and the wrap. According to what, do what they did. Do what they did, Mother?
That's what they did.
And this is called to what Yahdah do. And I know we the sinners of Yahdah. So this is what they did.
for him, you have what I want done for me. See,
yeah.
This is it. Put the spices on and wrap the body up. That's the end of it. Is that what we're reading?
That's what we're reading.
Okay. We're reading this on tape 149. Let's go to 21 through 7, the closing statement. Let's get the 20th chapter of Mother Day of Israel in the closing statement. St. John 20, 1 through 7. Let's see what it says in 1 through 7 then.
St. John chapter 20, verses 1 through 7. Verse 1.
Mm-hmm. What it say?
The first day of the week come Mary Magdalene early when it was yet dark unto the sepulchre. And seeing the stone taken away from the scepter, verse 2, then she ran and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciples, followers, whom Yahweh the Son loved, and said unto them, they have taken away Yahweh the Son out of the scepter, and we know not where they have laid him. Verse 3. Peter therefore went forth, and that other disciple, follower, and came to the scepter. Verse 4. So they ran both together, and the other disciple, follower, did outrun Peter, and came first to the scepter. Verse 5. And he stood, and he stooped down and looked in, saw the linen cloth laying, yet went he not in. Verse 6. Then cometh Simon Peter, followed him, and went into the scepter, and seeth the linen cloth lie. Verse 7. And the napkin that was about his head not lying with the linen cloth, but wrapped together in a place by itself.
Ain't that something? So they put linen cloth over his head, then they wrapped it. You see what they did? Is that what we're reading here? Is that what we're reading the best of them?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's where they go. So they put a linen, a napkin was about his head. So they put then they wrapped it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no way you gonna see him all pumped up full of stuff, all that old stuff. It ain't happening. He was wrapped up. So there it is, see, right here. That's how it's supposed to be. That's why I said, if you're the lead tribe, do you know exactly how it goes when it's time for you to shut down? Be right there. You know, you ain't going to go by no gay clothing. They all in gay clothing, the cast is all wide open, falling all at the cast and looking at you puffed up with all that, what the kind of stuff they put in you? What the stuff called?
I forgot.
What's the name of it? They put some of the stuff in you all up.
Embalming
fluid. And you ain't read nothing about no embalming fluid, are you?
No.
You read anything about some embalming fluid here?
No.
Huh? I ain't read nothing about no embalming fluid.
Olive oil and spices.
Ain't that something. Mother D.F. Israel, she dropped it on you real quick when she said it. She gone with it. So this is what I'm talking about. There it is, see, right? That's all you're supposed to have after death is what you just got to read. Olive oil and spices and the wrap.
Yeah.
And find the box, put the box there, and go on about to put the box in the hole and go on about your business.
Yeah.
So if you want to do all this eating and drinking, do it now on the feast day. One come up about next month.
Oh, you said do my clothing. Hello? Shalom, shalom.
Go ahead and get your clothes out. I done got your hand, Mother Israel. You see so many people that go in debt. I wonder what I'm going to do now. I got to go in debt. I got to go to the pools, the shark man, and give him 27%. You see that?
Mm.
And all you people have is some spices and some herbs and the wrap and the box. That's it. Is you in that mouth, Marina?
Breaking
Mother
up.
D. Is that? I can't
so you
hear
said
nothing.
Go and do. You said do my clothes.
I said. No, I said it's we reading exactly how the death thing unfolded. We reading it.
Yes, hallelujah, Yahweh.
Oh, hallelujah, Yahweh. Yeah, drop your clothes in there. Like you on the clock, come out.
You breaking up real bad. I want to read Colossians chapter 3. I'm starting at verse 1. If you then been raised with Yahweh the Son, seek those things which are above, where Yahweh the Son sat on the right hand of Yahweh the Father. Verse 2. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. Verse 3. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Yahweh the Son and Yahweh the Father. Verse 4. When Yahweh the Son, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in honor, greatness. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Excellent. That's Mother Dear of Israel. Now, y'all lying. Now, we have heard a whole lot, y'all lying. But let's talk about Yahweh the Son in 1 verse 113 of St. John. Could we talk about him for a minute? Let's talk about what did the eyewitness say in St. John 1:13. What did the eyewitness say in 1:13 of St. John? Brother Micaiah, come on.
The book of St. John, chapter 1, verse 13. 13 reads, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of Yahweh the Father.
Now, you see that? So you see what the eyewitness say. It didn't happen with this Joseph story. Everyone knows his will, how he got himself prepared to do it. No, it was okay in 1:13. How does y'all keep missing this thing? But you got to follow the tribe of the 6 anointed count. This is how it happened. This is by the will of the Almighty Yahweh the Father. Read that again in 1:13.
The book of St. John, chapter 1, verse 13. 13 reads, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of Yahweh the Father.
And in the book of Luke, happened that we can read in 35. So if that would happen, then we got to have a verse to bag that up. Luke chapter 2, verse 34 and 35. Let's see what was said in Luke chapter 2, 34, 35.
The book of Luke chapter 2, verses 34 and verse 35. Verse 34 reads.
And 30 make it sound good. And 37 make it sound good.
Okay. The book of Luke, chapter 2, verse 34, 35, and verse 37. Verse 34 reads. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary, his mother, behold, this child is set for the fall and rise.
Wait a minute. Hold on. What you read? Hold that young line. Are you going to give me that one? Sorry about that. That was on me. Make it 1, 34, 35, and 37. Luke chapter 1, verse 34, 35. I was ran back. I called him out from the blue light. 34, 35, and 37. Chapter 1, Luke.
The book of Luke, chapter 1, verses 34, 35, 37. Verse 34 reads, Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, and I know not a man? Verse 35.
No, sin. Well, hold on. Sin that I know not a man. She said, How is this going to be? Sin, I know not a man. I mean, how is this going to happen? Sin, I know not a man.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no man knew me. How is this going to happen? Yeah, the middle spirit going to tell her how it's going to happen. Verse 35.
And the angel answered and said unto her, The righteous spirit shall come upon you, and the power of the highest shall overshadow you. Therefore also that righteous thing which shall be born of you shall be called the Son of Yahuwah.
The who? The
Yahuwah, the Son of Yahuwah the Father.
Good. 37.
Verse 37. For with Yahuwah the Father, nothing shall be impossible.
You see that? So now you see that? Now let's get a precept on that. See, you can get a precept on the wrong. Let's go to Isaiah 53. See, I'm going to tell you something. The game fails. We keep telling you, see, right? If you come on do right, we can be able to start seeing some good stuff in it if y'all come on. In Isaiah 53. Let's see what we read in Isaiah 53 about the prophecy of this young man. Isaiah 53, give a little prophecy of this young man. Let's see what we can read. What can we read about the prophecy of this young man? Pick it up in verse number. Go ahead. Pick it up verse 10. Mm. What you saying, young lion?
The book of Isaiah, yeah, chapter 53, verse 10. Huh?
Yeah.
Okay, the book of Isaiah,
yeah, chapter 10.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verse 10. Read. Yet it pleased Yahuwah to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When you shall make his soul body an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong
who
his seed. He shall see his Yahuwah the Father seed.
Ain't that?
He shall.
This guy that gonna be that is the Father seed. He said he gonna see his seed. So that would really, you see, he gonna see his seed. That was what Isaiah said. Read that again. Read that again.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verse 10. Verse 10 reads, Yet it pleased Yahuwah to bruise him, Yahuwah the Son. He hath put him to grief.
What Yahuwah bruised him? Hold on. What Yahuwah bruised him? So what Yahuwah bruised him?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verse 10. Verse 10 reads.
Excellent. Come on, y'all. DFS, I'm watching him.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verse 10, read. Yet it pleased Yahuwah the Father to bruise Yahuwah the Son. Yahuwah the Father had put Yahuwah the Son to grief. When you shall make his body an offering for sin, Yahuwah the Father see. He shall prolong his day, and the pleasure of Yahuwah the Father shall prosper in his hand.
We'll let that young line. We'll let that. But let's go back to something that was said. I will make sure it's plain in Acts 2:25-29 and verse 34. I want to make something plain that when David was talking, he was not talking about himself. Acts chapter 2, verse 25-29 and 34. What shall we going to read in Acts chapter 2, verse 25-29 and verse 34? What can we read, Jay Young Lion?
The book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 25-29 and verse 34. The book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 25, read. For David speaking concerning him, I foresaw Yahuwah always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Verse 26. Therefore did my mind rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, also my flesh shall rest in hope. Verse 27. Because you will not leave my soul in hell, neither will you suffer your righteous one to see corruption. Verse 28. You have made known to me the ways of life. You shall make me full of joy with your counsel. Verse 29. Men and brothers, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his stature is with us unto this day. Verse 34. For David is not ascended into the heavens. He has, but he said himself, Yahuwah, the Father, said unto my Yahuwah, the Son, sit you on my right hand.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're all right there, young lion. But let's go to Jeremiah 32, verse 8 through 10. That's all right. When you go back, you're going to be all right. Jeremiah 32, 8 through 10, what does it say?
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 32, verses 8 through 10. Verse 8 reads, So Hanamel, my uncle's son, came to me in the court of the prison, according to the word of Yahuwah, and said unto me, By my field I pray you, that is in Ananah, which is in the country of Benjamin, for the right of inheritance is yours, and the redemption is yours. Buy it for yourself. Then I knew that this was the word of Yahuwah. Verse 9. And I bought the field of Hanamel, my uncle's son, that was in Hananah, in Hanathoth, and weighed him the money, 17 shackles of silver. Verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
And I
said, so that's good. So they took the money.
Mm-hmm, they
took the money. Way back in Jeremiah. Hear me out. Is he talking money or not?
He's talking money. He's talking silver. He's talking cattle.
They tell me, it's all right. We heard the word money, didn't we?
Yeah, he said weigh him the money.
Did we reimburse money? Okay, let's go to they're talking money there. Then what is this in Acts 5:1-2? In a closing statement.
Okay. According to the book of Acts, chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. Book of Acts, chapter 5. The book of Acts. Going over the book of Acts. Chapter 5. Verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1 reads, "But a certain man named Ananias with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession." Verse 2. "And kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and bought a certain part, and laid it at the apostles' feet." Say, you still
there? One more DFP mount. Reach them up.
Verse 3.
3, go ahead.
The book of Acts, chapter 5, verse 3. Verse 3 reads.
But
Peter said, "Ananias, why has Satan filled your mind to lie to the righteous spirit and to keep back part of the price of the land?" Verse 4. "Whiles it remained, was it not yours alone? Was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not in your own power? Why has you conceived this thing in your mind? You have not lied unto me, but unto Yahweh." Verse 5. And in the night, hearing these words, fell down.
What did he talk to you for? Hey, hold on, young lion. What did he talk about in 1 through 4? He's talking about your money. Or money.
He's talking about money.
What are you talking about in one? What?
He's talking about.
They talking about what?
Money. He's talking about money.
Close the statement, young line. Come on, give me a closing statement behind that. Then they talking money. Talking money. Cut a deal. Bring the money to the temple. Cut a deal. Are you lying to the righteous spirit? Close the statement, young line. You on the clock. Come on.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Yahweh, for another blessed day to read the word of Yahweh. Thank you, Yahweh, to be able to learn. The spirit Israel, C. Roy. Thank you, Yahweh, for my wife and children. They have given me to teach the Torah instruction. Thank you, Yahweh, for the mothers, the elders, the mothers, the teachers, and all the brothers and sisters in the 6th Anointed Camp of BOTTY. I want to read the book of Psalms, verse chapter 113, beginning verse 1. Verse 1 reads, "Praise you, Yahweh. Praise, O you servants of Yahweh. Praise the name of Yahweh." Verse 2. "Blessed be the name of Yahweh from this time forth and forevermore." Verse 3. "From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, the Yahweh's name is to be praised." Verse 4. "Yahweh is high above all nations, and his honor above the heavens." Verse 5. "Who is like unto Yahweh, our Yahweh, who dwelleth on high?" Verse 6. "Who humbled himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in earth." Verse 7. "He raised up the poor out of the dust, and lifted up the needy out of the dunghill." Verse 8. "That he may set him with princes, even the princes of his people." Verse 9, "He maketh the barren women to keep house and to be a joyful mother of children." Praise you, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Mother D.F. Israel and the mother and the elder and the young lion. Hey, you know what? It's going to take 149. As far as watching, do Yahweh's business, he's going to intervene. You're in your own business, you're always going to come up short. But when you look at tape 149 and do Yahweh's business, then Yahweh's going to intervene.
We learned a lot. We'll be back tomorrow at 6 p.m. for some more on BOTTY. All you got to do is do Yahweh's business. He the one bless your hands to whatever deal you cut. Pull a 10% of that money out. Give it to the temple. Now you're doing Yahweh's business. Huh? You're doing Yahweh's business. You're not doing your own. Then Yahweh is going to intervene for you because you're doing his will. Remember he told us, he said, I'm not going to leave my son in the ground to see corruption. I'm going to get him up because he does my will. So we're telling you, lead tribe, do his will and watch what he do for you if you do Bible.